The stock, this is dictating on Michael Ford.
FORD.
Ford Michael. F as in Frank. Ford Michael. Date of birth is 6/19/1957.
Need a visit.
Is 5/8/25. Please make copy for James Brown, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a '67-year-old male who has had a past history for multiple lung nodules, has previously been evaluated with a CAT scan more than a year ago, at which time a CT of the abdomen showed showed a nodule in the left lower lobe. The patient had abdominal CT on 6/18/24 to evaluate abdominal pain. A follow-up chest CT was suggested, and the patient went for a follow-up chest CT on 4/7/25. The chest CT on 4/7 showed numerous centrilobular nodules with upper lobe predominance bilaterally. These measured less than 2 millimeter. Differential considerations included hypersensitivity, pneumonitis, bronchiolitis, or atypical infection. There was also a 8 millimeter subpleural nodule in the left lower lobe near the lung base, and a 3 millimeter nodule adjacent to it. Follow-up CT in 3 months was recommended. The patient denies significant cough or chest pain, no hemoptysis, no fever switch-offs, and no recent weight loss. He has been overweight and has history of loud snoring, but has not had a polysomnogram. He did have a history for asthma as a child. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for cholecystectomy. And history for hypertension. The patient also had asthma as a child, but has had no recent episodes of bronchitis. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked half to one pack per day for 30 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately.
worked as a truck driver.
Denies any toxic fume or dust exposure.
Next paragraph, family history. Father died of old age. Mother died of... Father died of old age. The patient is adopted. And does not know his biological mother or father. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue, no double vision of cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. Denies hay fever but has asthmatic attacks. He has no shortness of breath or wheezing or significant cough. No abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. No depression or anxiety. Denies easy bruising. He has some joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. He does have skin rash and itching. Next paragraph, med list. Lisinoprilate CT, 20-12.5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white male who's alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing or perforedema. His blood pressure 130/80, pulse 85, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 264, saturation is 96. HENT, head normal phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucus injected, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung fills. Heart, the absence of regular husband and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. And the extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1+, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Bilateral lung nodules etiology undetermined. Number two is hypertension. Number three is probable underlying COPD. And number four is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. They're also advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodules. He will get CBC cell rate and a QuantiFERON TB test to rule out mycobacterial disease and was advised to get a polysomnogram as well. If the PET-CT is inconclusive. He will be advised to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules. Follow-up is suggested follow-up was suggested in 6 weeks. Thank you for his consultation. Copy 4, James Brown, MD. Thank you.